Advent at Gardner-Webb University for Friday, December 9th. Written by John Wright, School of Divinity student, and read by Matthew Testner.
If one believes the story of Ruth the Moabite to be a product of the Second Temple period, then one must consider it within that context. This is not the only possible setting for authorship, but it is the interpretive paradigm I will assume here. In the context of this period, the rebuilding of the temple, the Moabites are unclean foreigners and outsiders, a people to be shunned. Therefore, within the biblical narrative, Ruth the Moabite is an example of the other. In Genesis 19, the Moabites are described as the product of an incestuous relationship between Lot and his daughters. The NRSV version labels this section of the text as the shameful origin of Moab. They are condemned by the prophets, and upon Ezra's discovery of the intermarriage between Israelites and Moabites, he cries, "And now, our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you commanded by your servants the prophets, saying, The land that you are entering to possess is a land unclean with the pollutions of the peoples of the lands, with their abominations. They have filled it from end to end with their uncleanness. Therefore do not give your daughters to their sons, neither take their daughters for your sons, and never seek their peace or prosperity, so that you may be strong and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever." That's Ezra 9:10-12. Ezra laments these acts because in his eyes such intermarriage and its resultant children would pollute the restored community. Thus the foreign wives and their children are expelled, according to the law. Therefore, in this social setting, Ruth represents the other, a Moabite. Naomi is also an old and childless widow, next to worthless in this ancient culture. They are two worthless women without status, dignity, or hope. While harvesting the fields, Ruth meets Boaz, and he looks kindly upon her. The two are eventually married, remarkably, and a child is conceived. For Naomi, this child becomes a restorer of life and happiness, nourishment in her old age. Ruth, in turn, has become more valuable than even seven sons, and in the patriarchal context, this is remarkable praise. Thus, Ruth and Naomi are redeemed through a child. The child, whose name was Obed, would become the father of Jesse, the father of David. It is important for the people of God to remember the other in our midst, for the first shall be last and the last first. The house of David and the kingdom of Israel indeed is established through a Moabite, the other. Therefore, let us remember in this Advent season that the other also brought forth our redemption. For Obed became the father of Jesse, the father of David, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, in whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah.